Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. I've got a very special interview for you with a sponsor of my show, and this is Dr. Bruce Fong. He's the medical director of neutronicslabs.com. And I use different products, and I shared with you an interview some time ago about a sleep spray that I use. And today, Dr. Fong is going to tell us about this other anti-aging formula. And so I'll let him tell you all about it. Let me share my screen in case you want to just cut right to the chase. And where you can go to is neutronicslabs.com. And there's Dr. Fong right there. I will get this interview underway in just a moment. And Dr. Fong was introduced. So he is a medical doctor, and he was introduced to natural medicine and homeopathic medicine as a young child. He continues that tradition today. He's followed in his family footsteps of medicine, and he currently heads the Sierra Integrative Medical Center located in Reno, Nevada. He's centered on integrative medicine, and Dr. Fong's practice is rooted in the belief that optimal health may be achieved by determining and remedying the root cause of illness. So he likes the alternative and homeopathic and integrative approach. He's not a part of that mainstream medical merry-go-round. And I'm so grateful to have Neutronics Labs as a sponsor of the show. So please enjoy this special video interview with Dr. Fong, and he will let you know about boosting your glutathione levels so that your body can detox naturally. When we're exposed to the EMF and all those other sources of radiation, that can deplete our body of this very important nutrient. So let's listen in and learn how we can boost those levels naturally. And it's nice to see you again, Dr. Fong.
Oh, it's a pleasure to see you, Peggy. It was really fun last time. I'm looking forward to our having a little chat with you today too.
Well, I got my product and oh, I love it. I have to tell you, I've been telling everybody also about that sleep spray, which is incredible. Mm-hmm. People are loving that, and it is not addictive, and it helps you not be groggy. But anyway, I'm super excited to talk about this product. A lot of my viewers are very skeptical about mainstream medicine, and they all like the natural approach. And then, of course, detoxing is on the top of everyone's mind, and just all these things that the low glutathione has been, I feel like there's more press about that lately. And, I think that's why people are getting run down. So you'll be able to tell us all about that. So anything before we get underway?
We're here to talk about really about the importance of glutathione in your body today. And, again, we've got a world we live in, just as your viewers, I think, are acutely aware, that frankly is kind of poisonous to us. Everything we get around, it's going to produce oxidative radicals or free radicals in our body, which cause oxidative damage. So the air we breathe, it's always O2. So two oxygens stuck together. But when you have O1, the single oxygen, they have binding sites, and they are so empty. The whole point is that oxygen wants those free radicals want to bind onto something because they're not stable. So the whole point is when they bind onto something in that manner, they create changes, which we call oxidation, that actually can be very damaging to the various tissues that we have in the body. And this is really the basis of a lot of chronic damage and really possibly the pathogenic process that is occurring in various tissues with various disease states. So to say it nicely, I mean, when I say the world's poisonous, I mean, we all know that we're bombarded with everything from certain chemicals that are around that are commonly used. We have, some people are very sensitive to various types of radiation that's being put off by increasing world. And I mean, sitting on my desk here, I have a phone. I have a voiceover internet phone. There's a camera. There's a computer. There's a monitor that I'm looking at you on. I have patients in my practice that are so toxic. They walk into my room. They can't even stand to be around these devices. So you have that, something called EMF sensitivity. That's a whole another talk we can talk about later. But that really stems off of this. They're so damaged that their body becomes reactive to these various forms of radiation. And each and every one of us is subjected to all these things. And the difference between integrative medicine and conventional allopathic medicine, for instance, is that really in integrative medicine, at least I do this, and everybody around me that I know does this, is that we look at the person as an individual. Each individual has an individual tolerance, an individual ability to take on these things. But over time, they're across the board, they are bad. Okay. There's that whole controversy about 5G and everything else that's out there. Again, I do have patients that are that sensitive, they can't be around it. I have other patients, the vast majority of the other patients that, it's not a big deal. Okay. But realize that these things very likely are all contributing to these things that we call oxidative stress. Infections in the body, really a big deal, because as our immune system attacks the infections or even the infections themselves cause damage, oxidative radicals are released. Oxidative radicals are affecting those tissues. So that's another big one. Toxins in the environment, such as mold toxins, is a big thing we've been dealing with. Mycotoxins, they can actually create oxidative damage to the body as well. So again, we are bombarded in this world that we live in with various means of all these different things that attack us through an oxidative means. So what do we? So we actually have a natural defense system to this. It's the God gave us this thing called glutathione. It's this compound that actually is a powerful, it's probably, it's been called the mother of all other antioxidants. And so what this thing does is it gets in there and it chemically neutralizes or it binds up the oxidative radicals so that they cannot actually, they won't damage our tissue anymore. In other words, it kind of picks them up, throws them off, et cetera. So without getting into that being too complicated, I want to keep this. I've been told I get too complicated, so I'm trying to keep this a little simpler. But the whole point is, as we grow older, this is a recurring topic here at Neutronics Labs. We're trying to give you back what you have at a younger age, and we'll talk about more of that later. But one of the things that is germane to the topic is glutathione production in the body does go down with age, but it's not a steady process from one person to another. The more damage you have, guess what? You don't make as much glutathione, especially if that damage gets to the liver. So let's talk about this. So if we have less glutathione in our bodies, we don't have the ability to neutralize these oxidative stressors, and all kinds of damage can occur. Damage to any tissue you can think of, in the vasculature in the heart. When you oxidize things like LDL cholesterol, you will actually create an increased impetus for creating atherosclerosis. So that's one thing we don't want to see. The blood vessels themselves becoming oxidized. There's a theory or school of thought that says that beyond what we just talked about, there's another school of thought. There's direct damage to the intima, the inner lining of the blood vessel that actually predisposes that for atherosclerosis.
Yeah, because my viewers definitely want to have safe ways to detoxify, and many of them are sensitive to that radiation that you spoke about. That's a big topic on a lot of people's minds. So.
So, I mean, and so let's look at the other areas of ice. So that's one area we looked at, is cardiovascular disease. As we get older, we all say it, oh my gosh, somebody has Alzheimer's, or they have dementia, or some other even more noticeable neurodegenerative disorder, like Parkinson's. Oxidative damage to various parts, and again, I'm trying not to get too complicated here, of the brain and to certain pathways, very much plays a huge role. The more damage that's done, it's kind of a no-brainer, right? No pun intended, since we're talking about the brain. It's sort of a no-brainer thing. The more damage is done to the brain, the more of that function that we lose. So if we actually prevent, and the brain, the tissues are, most people don't know this, but most neurologic tissue, especially the brain, is primarily made of fat. You oxidize fats, you really change what they look like and what their structure. So the more oxidative damage, that means the brain is extremely susceptible to damage from oxidative damage, from oxidative sources. So if we have glutathione, that's what protects it. And if we don't have the glutathione, we have more damage. Again, when do most of these diseases occur? After the point where we've detected in most human beings that the glutathione's have actually dropped off precipitously. So it really lines up when we have these neurodegenerative orders. Typical onsets when people are typically older, usually in their 50s or older, before you see these things. And maybe occasionally in the mid 40s. But the whole point is that's when you see these things, and that's when you do. When you look at the average levels of glutathione in people, it's starting to get very low. And then you mentioned yourself very much earlier about the liver. So the liver, other than the skin, is the biggest organ in the body. Okay, so this whole organ has so many functions that, again, I don't want to get too complicated, but one of the things you talked about was detoxification. It is the main detox organ in the body. The more oxidative stress that's in that organ, it's actually a very vicious cycle, because glutathione is primarily produced right there. Glutathione and a lot of the effects of the glutathione are utilized in the liver, part as to neutralize oxidative stressors, but also to push other pathways, which again have to do with detox. And I don't want to get too complicated, but without the glutathione, those other pathways don't work really well either. And guess what? You have metabolites that start to build up in the liver that you can't remove the oxidation from. And guess what they start doing to the liver tissues? Damage the liver tissue. So you see, this is a vicious cycle. If you can't produce enough glutathione to help make this stuff work well, to assist in the detox and the neutralization of the oxidation, the metabolites, which are oxidative themselves, they start to build up and actually attack the organ that is primarily involved in helping you to neutralize this in the first place. So it's a vicious cycle. So if we don't make enough of it, it's very obvious to me we need to build it up somehow in our bodies, right? So actually, I'm gonna let you lead on that one first.
Well, yeah. So I understand because I did a little research on this as well, and I understand that we can have some effect with our diet. So increasing our vitamin C, and then you were talking about the sulfur-rich foods. So do those help our body boost the glutathione levels? What are some of the foods that you can think of we should increase our
So
intake?
again, the sulfur-rich foods. Again, these are things because glutathione has a big sulfa moiety on it. So, in other words, it's a big piece of the structure is a sulfur. And so eating a lot of foods that are rich in sulfur, things like garlic, onions,
Yeah,
vegetables.
right.
That includes Brussels sprouts and things like that, and they could all boost glutathione levels because you're pushing that sulfur content up in the body. Vitamin C itself helps to drive the production of the glutathione. The other things like exercising regularly, there's studies suggesting that. And of course, when does most of this production happen? It doesn't happen when we're active in the day. It happens when we're supposed to be sleeping, just kind of. So I love how you tied in the other product, the sleep product. When you
Well,
get good sleep,
yeah.
you actually get into a what we call a parasympathetic state, in one sense, where the body is now not in fight or flight, but in rest, repair, and restore.
Yes,
And so
I want to interrupt just for a moment, and I want to let all the viewers know that I will link in the description box below the video interview that I did with Dr. Fong all about sleep and about a product that I use. And I'm grateful for the sponsorship, but basically these are things that I take myself. So I wanted to bring this information to you. The sleep is number one. The sleep product helps me
absolutely.
quite a bit, but you've got something here for those that want to do all those things and add in safe supplementation. This is not a prescription medication where you're going to the doctor and getting some kind of pharmaceutical drug. So tell us what you could recommend in terms of safe supplementation.
Well, actually, believe it or not, our company actually has a product, and we were holding it up earlier. It is the IGF-1. My camera's not really focusing, sorry. The IGF-1 Plus product with it says glutathione on here. This is our main product that we started this company with, and that's the main claim to fame. It is probably the hands down the best thing in the world that you can do to maintain yourself to be the best that you can be. And I encourage everybody to go and take this. I use them pretty much all my patients, both for maintenance and for recovery from illness. Now, take that, and we're going to add the glutathione to it. So literally, putting glutathione in there, it's going to then be also, believe it or not just delivered through a gastrointestinal mean, but primarily through a sublingual means directly into the bloodstream. A lot of people have heard of using nitroglycerin when somebody has chest pain. Well, why do you put it? You don't swallow those. Why do you put them under your tongue? But anyway, the whole point is under your tongue, you have all these things we call capillary beds, like these tiny exchange beds that literally things can absorb readily into them. And guess what? It goes right in the bloodstream. And all the liquid products from Nutronics Labs, we have what's called a liposomal delivery system, which allows for delivery, excuse me, a facilitated delivery, meaning enhanced delivery of whatever product we're trying to do under the into those capillary beds or under your tongue. And it goes again right in the bloodstream. It's just, to me, it's just amazing because we underutilize this methodology in medicine in general. We're always going, okay, pop a pill. Okay, if that doesn't work, we're gonna give you a shot. Or in other places, we have maybe transdermal things for like hormone creams. But the bottom line is nobody thinks about that. But when you're an integrative physician, you do things like homeopathics. So, you see those things all the time using it under the tongue.
Yeah, I've
And
got some right here.
oh, there you
My
go,
little
right there.
homeopathic pills. Yeah.
So that's why you do that, because that stuff goes right in the bloodstream. Now, homeopathics are a whole different talk. We want to do a show
Right.
about that. We can
Yeah.
talk about that. But the homeopathics are actually physical things that impart energetic messages to the body. But delivering that intactly into the body is why most homeopathics go sublingual. And again, sublingual delivery is right into the bloodstream. In other words, you get it right in your bloodstream, it's going to go right to where you want it to go. It's going to deliver it to those tissues that need it the most. So when you add the glutathione and these growth factors in your body, you got a win-win situation. You're going to supplement the things that are going to keep your body healthy, keep your body strong, help you to repair from damage, et cetera. And now you're going to put the glutathione to help shut down the very things that are actually causing the damage. So
And you've had patients in your clinic benefit from these products.
yes, I have. I use these products on all my patients.
And why should people trust Nutronics Labs? There's a lot of different manufacturers out there.
Well, number one, Nutronics Labs was the first one on the market. I mean, with over 30, I think 35 or 36 years experience or more now, the products that were used were have been assayed independently by third party to show that what we say is on the bottle is actually on the bottle to show great efficacy. Again, these are your growth factors. These are the things that not only keep us strong and healthy when we're younger, but if we can supplement them, we can have what we call healthy aging. And be able to maintain ourselves. Like I said, the old army slogan was be the best you can be. Well, we can make ourselves be the best we can be.
And your this company is veteran owned and operated as well. Speaking of be the best you can be, right? I want to
Yeah.
take everybody over here for a moment because I want to make sure I'll leave a link in the description box below. So it is neutronicslabs.com. There are some promotions that are going on as well. I was looking at my notes here. There's a buy one, get one free. Did you have anything else, Dr. Fong, you wanted to add to that? You can get
Yeah, I think
10% off.
we actually have an additional savings on your first order if we enter the code. I'm sorry, I'm going to peek in my notes just to make sure I get this correctly. The Healthy American,
That's
that's the code
right.
that needs
That's
to be.
me.
Yeah,
All
that's
right.
you.
So,
So I just want to make sure we said it correctly. And again, this is just one of many products that we have. If we have time, I'd like to actually take this opportunity for the
sure.
first time anywhere to introduce a new product that we have.
Tell me all about it.
We actually have a new women's product, which is something that we have a thing called the Man's Edge, which works on testosterone utilization in males, along with just basically for strengthening with the IGF, et cetera. Now we have we've been getting calls for our female product, and we've specifically in this particular product put on board there vitamin B12, vitamin or folic acid, which is one of the B vitamins, iron, vitamin D, cranberry, and the biggest ingredient is boron. So that blood loss is something we want to support. So that's where the B12, the folic acid, and the iron come in, because those are elements that keep the blood cells healthy and help the body to produce them properly. Extracts. Obviously, for urinary tract health, it's they're one of the best things to help maintain and keep things clean for us. And then this is the one I really want to talk about is boron. Boron, we used to go, what the heck is boron? Why is this in here? And now there's this umpteen research that's out there that it helps with everything from metabolizing as a cofactor vitamins and minerals, or helping to use them in the body. Somehow it contributes to hormone balance, because if we don't have it, we tend to we see hormones get out of balance. It also assists with the bone density and helping to keep a healthy mineral matrix in there. And there's myriads of other effects, including, guess what? Also, since we're talking about glutathione, an antioxidant effect, an
Ah.
anti-inflammatory effect. So,
Well, that is great, Dr. Fong. I always appreciate you coming on the show and sharing your expertise
thank
and
you.
offering our viewers an alternative to, pharmaceutical prescription drugs. We at the Healthy American, we want to be healthy in a natural manner. And so I want to thank you for being a sponsor of the show. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. And I will have a link for you where you can try this out for yourself. There is a promotion going on, and I'll have my code there as well, the Healthy American. Check out what they've got. I am a huge fan of the sleep spray. So use that, because sleep is the foundation, as Dr. Fong has told us, for our body to function and actually use these other factors that we're bringing in. So any final remarks as we close out here?
So I better give a shout out to my Lord and Savior, and I will give you guys a quote. It's from 2 Timothy 1:7. For the Lord has not given us a spirit of fear, one of power, of love, and a sound mind. So we have knowledge here. We have the ability to maintain ourselves, and I firmly believe that God has a plan for every single one of us. And we need to maintain ourselves the best that we can, because a lot of times that plan is to basically persevere under trials, get through tribulations. So why not arm yourself with the best that you can do to maintain yourself to be the best you can be?
Well, those are really inspiring words, Dr. Fong. I really appreciate it. And I look forward to our next get together. And in the meantime, everyone, check out all of the information at the link that I'll have for you below. And we'll look forward to our next get together.
I'm looking forward to it already. Thank you so
Thank
much, Meg.
you.